How do you feel?
Relieved?
I'm so happy.
No, you're relieved that Nick actually wiped your ass up.
Me too. I'm a married man. I'm very happy, very excited. Saying yes and...
This whole relationship is a wrap, dude. I hope... Dude, if Netflix doesn't follow these two... If Netflix doesn't follow these two, I am hoping that... Who knows? Maybe TLC. Maybe TLC will get a hold of him. And... Okay. Maybe TLC will get a hold of them and do a reality show about these two, but holy moly. Maybe they'll do an after the altar with these two. I can't see these two lasting that long.
Committing to getting married today to Danielle was a game time decision because I wasn't 100% sure that she was 100% sure, but it all worked out the way that it was supposed to, and that means that I'm a married man. And we have a whole life of 50-some-odd years together, and I can't wait.
You're my husband now.
You're my wife.
This was the last thing that I thought was going to happen, and it happened. We love each other, and we care more about each other than we could ever express to anyone. And the thought of losing that in the blink of an eye was, like, terrifying. I'm just so happy he came to the same conclusion. He is my person, and he is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and he thinks that about me, too.
Dude, what Nick should have done was what Damien did to Giannina. That's what he should have done. Because we all know now that Giannina has been alpha widowed by Damien. Damien has run around, dude, he's running around fucking Instagram models, reality show girls. He's fucking Francesca from Too Hot to Handle.
Ah! There's nothing better than that. I can't believe I'm married. I'm a wife. I have a husband. Like, this is everything I could have ever wanted. So love is blind, obviously. I'm so happy.
She's not happy. She's relieved. That's all this is.
Cheers.
To us.
Oh, my God.
The rest of our lives.
Oh, my God. Look at Nick. He's like, the rest of our lives.
For the rest of our lives. I should have thought this through a little more. I'm so happy.
I can't believe this.
I know. Congratulations to us.
To Nick and Danielle Rule.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'll bet she's a tigress in the sack. That had to be what kept him around. That and the fact, I think yesterday somebody in the comments said that, and I agree with this, that it was his family that prepped him for this. Oh, yeah, dude, Danielle is going to blow up like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Oh, yes. She is going to put, dude, she is going to be packing on all the weight. Oh, my God, there's already a reunion episode. Oh, my goodness, Nigel 098. Ooh, I cannot wait. No spoilers, guys. No spoilers. Uh-oh, deep and shake. Yes, sir. My man's shaking deep.
You know, coming into this experience and starting this journey, I really wanted to find my perfect match, my soulmate, and now it's my wedding day.
Deep D, will you make me the luckiest man in the world and marry me?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Happy. I never thought that I would meet someone like you, and oh man, I feel like
merch
has just gravitated us towards each other, and 1,000 times yes.
I wish
I could hug you right now.
I know. Oh my gosh, and
God,
then some.
I can't wait to see you.
She says, "I wish I could hug you right now." I say, "Yeah, and then some. Yeah, I want to stick my dick down your throat," but
nope,
that didn't happen.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hi.
Oh my God. Sorry, you're gonna be my fucking wife.
You're gonna be my husband.
You could tell he was into her when they first met. When they first, like, laid eyes on each other, but when he saw her in a bikini, that was all she wrote. Kind of Oh, they're doing the traditional Indian garb. Okay.
Today is my wedding day. And so far the day has been surreal, you know, getting picked up in a Suburban and whisked.
But have you smashed?
Whisked away to the venue here. Right now I'm excited.
Nervous as a motherfucker.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Whoa, what's got the up, squad. All right.
Yo, who's going to talk Shake out of this?
Yeah.
So how's your feeling? Like, what's your mind?
Harpep says she's really good at hiding her chunky thighs. Yeah, she is, actually.
Find out right now.
This isn't something that you can be, like, 80% sure, and, you know. It's like you have to be 150% sure, right?
What's missing?
I don't feel that kind of instinctual physical attraction that I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the missing piece? Is that
Wait
the,
a minute.
Why it's not
100%? Fucking, whoa, hold on. Shake's crew, Shake's homeboys. Look like a goddamn boy band.
What's missing?
Look. There's one.
I don't feel that kind of instinctual physical.
That's Ethan.
Attraction that I feel like.
There's your boy right there. There's number two.
Is that the missing piece?
There's the. Oh, dude. Yeah, this is a boy band. That's the crew.
Is that why it's not 100? Is that why it's 20? You know, 20%.
That is.
What do you think you're gonna look like in 20, 30 years? Like, what are you gonna look?
Oh, don't do that. What do you think you're going to look like in 20, 30 years? Shake's like, no, fuck that. The rules are not the same for men and women. Women are judged on the way they look, not men, for the most part.
All right. 30 is still the fuck.
If you're forever going to be thinking.
He does have a lot of gray for 32, but he'll be fine.
That there's always going to be something better. You're always a swipe away. Wouldn't you want like somebody that you're emotionally connected to? Because you're kind of marrying the personality anyways to a certain degree.
Connections like this. God. Once every 10, 20 years, maybe a lifetime. I'm an only child, but today is not just about me. It's about Deep D also. They say you have to be selfish and think about yourself. And I think that's true in many.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Oh my God, dude. Are we really going to go 0-4?
But I also think, you know, when it comes to marriage, That's the day you stop thinking about just yourself.
So are you feeling excited, nervous, scared, worried?
Last case of emotions, baby. That's what I've been saying this entire journey. That's how I'm feeling.
This wedding day, I mean, of course, means the world to me because I've just always wanted to find this happiness and my person.
Not everyone's gonna be perfect for you, so you have to like figure out what compromises you're willing to live with.
Edub says he thinks Shake says no. What do you guys think in the chat? See, oh God. I know that pressure, I know that the pressure that Indian people put on their people to marry within their race. And they use it really with positive reinforcement. Oh my God, you found an Indian guy or an Indian girl, and everybody is on board. Everybody is on board. But there's also the sexuality. And I think Apollo said it best a while back when he said he is going to do it for the family. I think the draw of the Indian culture, I think, is going to get him to say yes. Oh, my God. But guys, understand this, man. The guys on the show, they're fucked. They really are. Like, seriously, Netflix has fucked over these guys. Danielle, who is a former fucking fatty, managed to lock down a guy, Nick. Not only is she fucking fat, not only is she a former fatty, former fatties are almost always future fatties, guys. The only way a former fatty does not become a future fatty is if she doesn't get married. That's it. Former fatties who get married always blow up. They just do. They don't have any reason to stay thin. Former fatties, guys. Hang on a second. Former fatties are always going to be future fatties unless, of course, they stay unmarried. So we have to keep this in mind, but they absolutely fucked these guys over. Okay? Shake, high value guy. He's a fucking vet. He's about to open up a second location. Who else was there? Dude, of course, Shane. He's a big fucking kid, but, you know, he's a 6'4 alpha Chad, frat boy, who, you know, what girl doesn't want to get with that? Then there was Jared. Jared, clearly a player. He's a hustler. He's all about his shit. We already talked about Nick. Then there's Nick, who is, I think, a software consultant or engineer, making at least $100,000 a year. And the women that they have chosen, there is Ayana, who's 27, was in the foster care between 7 and 18 years old, moved into her foster parents' house at 22, no fault of her own, but goddamn. Then, of course, we have Danielle, who is absolutely fucking crazy beyond belief, who starts arguments over everything. Then we have Deep D, who appears to be the most, her and Natalie seem to be the most right in the head, but Deep D's body's a mess because she was a fucking former fatty. And then, of course, there's Natalie, who's 29. So there are no, they're all of these guys, late 20s, early 30s, at the dawn of their sexual peak, marrying women, getting married to and committing to women who are either at the wall or they're former fatty, so their bodies are not the same. This is not right. Because now Shake expected Deep D to be as attractive as him. And she is, except for her body's a fucking mess. It's like they trick these guys like Love is Blind. They're tricking these dudes into taking these fucking ancient bitches off the market. Danielle's not a wife, guys. Danielle's not a wife. And listen, Deep D, she's not a wife either. She didn't look good enough to be a wife. Now, listen, Deep, I'll put it to you this way. Danielle is not, she does not deserve a guy like Nick. Okay? She doesn't deserve Nick. Deep D does not deserve Shake. Natalie probably deserves Shane in a way. That's the one that I'll give the most to. Ayana does not deserve Jarrett. And of course, Mallory, who's 32, she looks great, but she's a super hoe. She's also going to get fat. Sal is too good for fucking Mallory, as we have all learned. They have taken all of these men who are Henrys, basically. High earners, not rich yet. They're Henrys, they're high value, they're at the dawn of their life's prime, and they're getting married to these women who have spent their 20s getting used up. It's incredible, man.
And what you're not.
Yeah, RPEP says we should have seen this coming when the hottest woman is the blonde Shayna, and she's already 31 with a couple of red flags. Exactly. Whatever happened to the early days of The Bachelor? You guys remember the early days of The Bachelor with Jesse Palmer and Andrew Firestone? All of the contestants were all young and hot. All of them were young and hot. 23, 22, 24. If there was a girl that was 26, she was the old head of the group. But these were all young, beautiful women. But now, even on The Bachelor, now we got women who are a little bit older. At least The Bachelor hasn't folded on the whole... At least they haven't started bringing on, you know, overweight women. But that's probably not too far off.
And there's never going to be the perfect person.
Right.
So it's like you have to pick and choose what values mean the most to you.
Right.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I just want to celebrate our love. I guess it's like one of a kind. It's different. It's unique, but it is our love story. And I'm so grateful for my family for being here and being so supportive. They are putting in so much effort to make sure that I look beautiful, to make sure that, you know, all the
Welcome back, Blaze.
Right things are at this wedding, and everything is so much more magical.
Oh, there she goes.
Such a good you. You good?
Okay. Don't touch me.
No, I'm just kidding.
I need to do Star Nazar again.
Love you. Thank you for being here.
Wow, mom didn't want to make sure. Mom wanted to make sure she didn't fuck that up. Oh wow! Oh wow! Oh, they did the henna tattoos. That's cool. Wow, right? Look at
important thing is a bindi. Just yeah. a significance of your days will be brighter with me and forward.
Yeah. Wow, look at her.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, oh. Hello. Hello.
Well, thank you.
Hello. Oh my god. How are you, Danny?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Good to see you. Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
That Indian garb is actually pretty cool, man.
You know, I felt like I had to go a little extra.
Yes.
You know, if ever there was an occasion to go extra.
Oh, no.
Sure. Yes.
This is it, right?
These look like rooms at the Venetian.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh. How are you feeling?
Good. Oh no, I got makeup on you.
That's fine.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
I came into this experience wanting to find.
Man, that's amazing. I think that looks really cool. I think that looks really, really cool. I like this. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
My person for somebody who loves me for who I am, someone I can spend the rest of my life with.
RPAP says, I'm calling it. Season one actually represented the female population. Fair enough. Fair enough. Season two, we get past their primes, young and former fatty. Season three is going to give us single mothers. It's going to be a train wreck. I'm trying to tell you. Paul Mann says, I predict season three will give us gay and trans women. Dude, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, man. I hope not, but that would be...
And I've given it my all. I've given it my 110%. I know what I'm going to say today, and...
Dre Raven says, this season, on our most dramatic season of The Bachelor yet, we're going in deep and confirming that beauty can be found at every side, at every size. Let's jump right into our first episode, The Bachelor, Love by the Pound. That's good. Oh, that's good. That's very good. Good, very, very good press release there. I appreciate that. That was good.
Let's see how it goes.
I support in any decision that you take.
To support whatever
decision we all are there for you, always. And always we will support. I want you to be really, really happy. And whenever you walk into a relationship, there has to be a commitment, lifelong commitment. And when you know this is who I'm going to spend the whole life with. And when you feel it.
She's really listening to her mother.
That's what I want for you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you guys thinking right now?
She looks fantastic. That's a really cool thing.
Whichever way you go, I think you will make a good decision, right decision.
You know, a wise man said that when you have to make a difficult decision, the important thing is that you make a decision.
A wise man also said, the hardest thing, when talking about decisions, the hardest thing to do is often synonymous with the right thing to do. Guys, truer words never spoken. The right thing to do for Nick was to leave Danielle at the altar. That would have crushed her. That would have crushed her. Probably would have crushed his family, maybe her family. Shake needs to say no. And that would probably crush his family and her family. Because of course, because of the cultural thing. But Nick faltered at the altar, and I have a feeling that Shake is going to too. I think Shake is going to say yes.
You know,
as a husband, it's obviously you have to take care of your wife. She should be your good friend. I mean, both of you should be able to help each other. And good time will come, bad time will also come. So you should be prepared for both.
If you do what's good for you, then you will be the best person for the other person.
Even though I haven't...
Okay, yeah, that none of that would have made any sense.
...consciously thought about it, and I don't consciously think about it in a lot of ways.
You got to think about the pressure here, man. You got to have the pressure. I mean, think about Damien. Think about Damien. Damien had to stand up there before everybody, his family... Giannina's family, after meeting her mother and all this other kind of stuff, look her in the eye, knowing that he is on Netflix. This is going to be seen millions of times. He had to look her in the eye and tell her, I do not. I don't know. I don't know that Shake's got the balls to do it. I don't think he does, man.
I am like you guys, you know? I mean, you guys probably see it.
This is a new dimension of life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole other level.
Yes.
It's a whole, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
As I make this decision, it could go, really, I could go either way right now. But what I know for certain is that we are celebrating love today.
Oh boy. Oh, this is cool.
This experiment.
I like seeing how other cultures do things.
See if the emotional could outweigh the physical. In the past, I have run away from my culture and Indian women. But right now, I'm just embracing who I am and feeling very excited and at home.
Looked like the drummer had on some J's.
Wow, that was fun, yeah. Huh?
Now you can go and get the bite.
Okay, sure, thank you.
Okay, wait.
E-Dub says, we didn't think Damien had the balls to do it until he did it.
Don't they look good, my friends?
I don't need any more proof. I see it right in front of me. I know there's no use. Always get the best of me. Find a
wow.
way to each other. Meet up in the middle or we run and look for cover.
I think it's so cool. I like the whole Indian thing.
Seeing Deeps coming down the aisle, she just looked stunning.
Devin says, I think Jake is going to say yes. Why? Because up until now, he followed his sexual desire and not found love. I think this time, he's following his heart and hoping the desire will follow. I think he feels desire is fleeting, but a deeper connection is worth exploring. Oh, my God. Devin. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me be the first to apologize to you guys. Devin, listen, man. Devin's a woman. She's going to say these kinds of things. But the reason why I think Shake is going to say yes is because of the pressure that he's under. There is no exploring a deeper connection with someone if you are not sexually attracted to them. First and foremost, a man must be sexually attracted to a woman. Straight up. If a man is not sexually attracted to a woman, that's when things stop. That's when things stop. We can talk about exploring deeper, you know, connections, but nothing else happens. Nothing else happens if he does not want to stick his dick in her. If we don't want to stick our cock in you, nothing's going to happen sexually. There's no deep nothing. I think Shake is going to cave because of the environment. Everybody got ready. It's Love is Blind. It's Netflix. She's an Indian girl. We've got all this Indian garb going. I think that's why he's going to do it. I don't think it has anything to do with him exploring anything. This is all pressure.
Hi.
Oh, you look amazing.
Thank you.
What a fun thing to be part of.
He just told her, you look odd. That's funny.
Today, Deepthi and Abhishek are going through the holy ceremony of marriage. Tadeva lagnam sudinam tadeva tara.
This is really cool how they do this.
Tadeva vidyabalam deva balam tadeva lakshmi patete griyugam smarami.
What did they just do? I missed that.
It's the time to decide.
Oh, wow, look at that henna tattoo.
is blind.
They're asking Deep first.
Deepthi, do you take Abhishek to be your husband, to love and to cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do.
I hope you know how much you mean to me and the impact that you've made on my life. But no, I cannot marry you.
What?
I deserve somebody who knows for sure. So I'm choosing myself and I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that one coming, but you want to know what I'm going to do? Yes, sir. Yo, I did not see that coming. No, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Shake would rather... Here's what this comes down to. Here's what this comes down to. Yeah, Paula called it. Here's what this comes down to, guys. Here's what this comes down to. Okay. Women cannot take rejection. They cannot take rejection. They can't handle it. They're not designed to be able to handle rejection. They're just not. And Shake rejected her again and again and again. And at some point, Deeps just had to keep it real with herself. You know what? This guy might love me, but he does not have sex with me. And if a man does not have sex with you, he's going to have sex with other people. So Deep is right. Deep deserves a man who is 100% certain that he wants to be with that he wants to be with her. Or I mean, I don't know what she does or doesn't deserve. But dude, Deeps just did Shake a favor. Now Shake doesn't listen. Now Shake doesn't have to be the asshole. Shake does not have to be the asshole. He does not, he is right now, what he's going to do, he's going to do a very good job at pretending to be hurt, etc., etc. But Deeps did him a fucking favor. Yeah, women get tired of waiting. They move on, man. Deeps never fucked her, so she was like, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah, look, I want you to want me. Listen, guys, I'm trying to fucking tell you. Dude, I have been dumped. I've been dumped by two or three girls who told me that the reason why that they wanted to stop seeing me is because they didn't think that I was into them enough. One girl, Michelle, I've told this story 100 times over the years. I've told this story 100 different times over the years. Sorry about that, guys. Had to take care of some business. But what this comes down to is women don't. Now, Shake doesn't have to be the asshole. He doesn't have to tell her he doesn't want to marry her. He's going to do a good job in pretending he's hurt. But Shake, honestly, what he needs to do, man, and this is real, he needs to go to Deeps and tell her, look, I appreciate you leaving me at the altar, you know, because, and he's just got to keep it real with her because, honestly, I was going to say yes. And the reason I was going to say yes is because of the pressure. Right? Like I have, like, you know, like you and I clearly have an emotional connection, but not a physical one. So I do care about you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to see you hurt. Then there was your family, my family, and Indians are supposed to marry each other. So there's no way I could say yes. I could not, there's no way I could say no. And had I said yes, then this was going to be a sham marriage. So I appreciate you letting me off the hook. Man, this is great. Oh my God, this is awesome. I cannot, oh my God.
He's not the one for me. Because if he was, he would make me feel like I was the one, and he never did.
Look at Shake.
That.
We're still good though.
Look, Shake is solid. the priest is like, oh, yeah, saving face is important in Eastern cultures. Hey, look, look, look. Listen. I will take the dude. If I'm Sheikh, honestly, man, this dude got left at the altar and got the W. He got the fucking W, man. He got the W, dude.
Yo, this is a celebration.
Look
this
at
is
him.
A celebration.
Look at how, dude, look how happy he is. Look how happy he is. He's like, this is a celebration. I'm fucking free. Look how happy this dude is.
That's the last thing I'm going to say. Let's run it. Here we go, baby. Everybody up.
Yes. Look at this. Yo, Sheikh ain't worried. Sheikh is happy. Wow. Yo. What Sheikh is literally doing. Sheikh is literally celebrating being left at the altar. So Deeps told everyone, hey, I don't think he wants me, blah, 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 blah. I want someone who wants me, so I'm choosing me. And everyone's like, oh my God, is he going to be broken up? What's going to be the aftermath? And he's like, hey, let's run it back. Let's get drinks. Let's get turned up. Let's get it crook. And everyone's like, oh, he really didn't. He really didn't want her. Okay.
My sweetheart.
I chose myself.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
We're gonna be partying through till tomorrow because I don't work till Monday. You will definitely be my friend. You'll definitely be my friend.
Sad?
Part of me is upset. Part of me is upset, but like, it's a net positive.
Yes,
overall,
it is.
There's so much more positive.
Yes, it is. Look at the smile on his face. Yo, Sheikh is. Dude, he is Gucci. This nigga is Gucci. He's like, oh my God. Look at him. Look how happy this motherfucker is. Yo, what was he gonna do? Oh my God. Apollo says, this is a celebration. I don't have to fuck a chick with a paper bag on her head. I thought Deep had a beautiful face. It was just her body that was suspect.
I just want you to be happy, okay?
I am happy.
Just don't worry about it.
I chose myself. I'm happy.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Love you so much.
Thank you.
Her mother is hurt for her. Her mother's probably feeling the pain.
My sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best, man, you know? She did her thing, and I would much rather be like, dude, thank God I didn't have to say anything. And,
wow.
You know, and, like, very transparent. I was the one that was more on the fence. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, Sheikh is letting everybody know, hey, look!
Fun thing to talk about right now, but, like, if I would have said yes, she would have said yes.
Yo, see that? See that? See, that's what he just told him. He told him, look, I was the one on the fence. I was the one on the fence. Look, if they asked... Wait a minute. Hold on. What did he say? Let's go back. Because he's keeping it real. And I'm seeing a couple of good-looking girls in here. Let's see what's going on here. Listen to what he says.
Thank you.
That's my group. My sweetheart.
Yep. The mother's like, your former fat years, you ruined this. Yeah, Sheikh would have married her if she had never got fat.
Yeah. It's probably for the best, man, you know? She did her thing, and I would much rather be like, dude, thank God I didn't have to say anything.
Woo!
And, you know, and like very transparent, I was the one that was more on the fence. Like, you know what I mean? It's not a fun thing to talk about right now, but like, if I would have said yes, she would have said yes.
See that? If I would have said yes, she would have said yes. If I would have said yes, she would have said yes. That's why they asked her first. That is insane. Oh my God. I am so relieved.
That's why I feel amazing. We avoided all of that. I was like, please be the one to reject me. Like, I can handle it. I can take it.
Look! Look! Look at this! Look! Sheikh sees the big picture. Sheikh sees the big picture. He's like, yo, I'll take the L. Fucking reject me. reject my ass. Tell people that you're not choosing. Hey, man, look, I wanted her. I loved her. I wanted to marry her, and she just broke my little heart. I guess I'm not good enough for her. Dude, take that L. Take the L. Look at that shit-eating grin. Hold up. I got to screen cap this. Shake got the motherfucking W. Look at this dude. Oh my God. My man is living large and laughing easy. Look how happy this dude is. My man is on cloud fucking nine. Real talk. Yep, Jay Blaze says, we can handle rejection. Oh, shit. We might not like it. We might not like it all the time, but we can handle some fucking rejection. I'm good with that.
It'll be fine.
Honestly, right now, I'm excited to just get back in the normal swing of things. I want to get back into my fitness routine and not have reservations at Nobu on Sunday, so things are going to be good.
I know you're good.
Yo, Shake is solid.
Today, she stood up for herself. And I'm so, so proud of her.
She's not a girl who asks for a lot. She is a person who cares for every single person, no matter what. And I think she deserves that connection.
RPEP says, shouldn't he be playing up the heartbreak more? Get him oh poor you and pity lays? Hell no. No, man. Listen, man. No. Shake doesn't. He don't roll like that. He's like, yo, to keep it all the way real, I didn't want her anyway. It is what it is. Nah, man, Shake is so happy he can't help. Shake, this is funny. That's a good question, RPAP, but this is the funny thing. Shake is so happy and relieved, he couldn't pretend to be hurt if he wanted to be. He couldn't pretend to be hurt if he wanted to be. It's like, wow.
And full commitment and a lot more from him. So... there's nothing more to say. That's my daughter.
You gotta celebrate life.
Yes.
And
always be happy.
I chose myself. Let's celebrate.
Absolutely.
That. I don't think he realizes what he just lost.
Uh-oh.
And a little time from now, he's gonna look back and realize that he lost the best thing of his life. And when that day comes, I'll be long gone. To me, that's heartbreaking, but I have to see my worth and move on. He doesn't deserve me.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, sweetheart. Whatever helps you sleep at night. Listen, man, I'm glad she made the decision for the both of them. Because I don't believe Shake had it in him. I don't believe Shake had it in him to do what he needed to do. But I mean, look, he doesn't deserve you. Oh, hey, okay, fine. Yeah, hey, he doesn't deserve you. Great. He's just a, 32-year-old veterinarian with two locations, going on three. So he's good. Yeah, Paula says she has to save that to save face. Peter, 2782 says she doesn't actually believe that. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. This is what modern women do. This is what modern women do. And it's interesting. She left him at the altar, but the way she sees it is that he rejected her. So I think everyone still knows the score. I think everyone still knows the score. But what this comes down to, guys, is that if you aren't, I'm telling you, man, you can't fake it. Negotiation is, and guys, list or negotiation, attraction is non-negotiable. And guys, I'm going to tell you what, Shake really tried. He really, really tried. Like, he tried to be attracted to her. It just wasn't in him. It just was not in him. Yeah, it just wasn't in him, man. And to any woman watching, take care of your body while you're young. Take care of your body while you're young. Because I'm going to tell you what. If you don't, man, it is going to come back to haunt you. It really is going to come back to haunt you. So, Look at Shake, man. Oh, my God. Look at Shake holding court. Wow. Yo, Don motherfucking DeMarco. That is unbelievable. Natalie and Shane. Yeah, dude, they're guaranteed. They're good. They're not saying no.
I'm nervous. I'm stressed. Last night, Shane and I got into a fight. It was a really bad one, and he said some hurtful things to me.
Oh, no.
I asked Shane, do you think you, like, maybe had a little bit too much to drink? And he just got really, really angry at me.
Okay, that doesn't really sound... What Natalie is describing is not as big a deal as the production is making this. Guys, disagreements happen. Women ask questions, men say hurtful things to women. It is what it is.
I think despite being in getting into a big fight, I still love him, and he's like still best friend. I just like, I don't know.
This is where you want women to be. Maybe you can tell me what I did wrong. I don't think Shane is gonna say no. Maybe you can tell me that I'm crazy. Damn, they got him in the nav. Where is his tuxedo? Maybe you don't forget the
things you told me. During the arguments, I think everyone says stuff they don't mean most of the time. It's just...
Can you explain what happened?
I don't want to talk about the fight, dude. You know, she's my best friend. The person I...
Dude, this best friend stuff is killing me, guys. Get out of... Dude, listen. It sounds good to say a woman is your best friend, but a woman is not designed to be your friend. She is designed to be your helpmate, your lover, but never your friend.
You know,
just because you get along does not mean you're friends. I get along with people I don't like every fucking day. Doesn't mean we're friends.
See myself with the rest of my life. Ideally, we both say yes. And, you know, we start our new life together, you know, outside of this experiment.
Tuxedo t-shirt. Yo, real talk. Shane is the dude that would fucking do that. Shane is the dude that would wear a fucking tuxedo sheet t-shirt to his goddamn wedding. He looks like he said some things that he regrets. He's talking to his boys about the argument.
What are you nervous about?
Everything.
I gave me something to believe in.
Dude, we had our bachelorette party. And then we got into a little argument again, of course.
Why'd you say of course? It makes it seem like there's...
Well, because she finds something wrong. I do, usually almost every time. But yeah, then from there, I basically said, with what you say about me, like, why would you want to marry me anyways? And I'm like, I just don't think we should get married now.
Oh, this is just Shane. All right.
You said that to her. This seems like you do have doubts. It's like you don't want to jump into something if you know she's not fully committed.
No, Natalie is fully fucking committed.
Agreement between Natalie and I just believe it stemmed from me having to prove myself all the time. Do you think I'm pretty?
Do I think you're pretty?
Do you think I'm pretty?
Are you fishing for compliments right now?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Honestly, yeah.
This just in. I think Shane is insecure. Shane is a good-looking guy. Looks like fucking Carson Palmer. Wow. So, and Shane does need those. He does need that validation, doesn't he? He does need that validation. But Shane would give him the validation until, of course, she didn't. See, Shane is the type of bitch that would fill his head, pump his head full of, blow smoke up his ass all the time, and then when she's pissed at him, then take it all back.
Okay. Conversation.
Take your shirts off. Actually, put it back on. I'm good. You're a piece of shit. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. It's like we all have breaking points and whatnot, and I...
None of those were... None of those were bad. I just think Shane is, listen, we know that he is extraordinarily immature. He really, really is. He's a big fucking kid. He's a frat boy. But by the same token, like, he's got to, at some point, you have to understand, yep, there it is. Jay Blaze said no father. Well, his father died recently. His father passed, I think he said, 6 months ago. So it'd be very interesting to find out. It'd be very interesting to find out what his relationship with his father was like. But the fact that Shane needs women to tell him that he looks good and this and that, and that he can't take... Now, I'm not into a girl who ball busts, but Natalie doesn't do that. She doesn't do that. Not as far as I know.
I had mine that night. I just never feel like I'm enough.
Just know that whatever you do, we'll be here.
Yeah, you know? That's why we're here.
When did you narrow it down to Shane?
I think what attracted me to him initially is that he was so different from me. Like, he was, like, a lot more confident. What he was is what I wanted to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
And he just made me feel, like, very reassured.
Merch.
I get those butterflies with you. I get all those special feelings for you. This last week and a half has been life-changing. I mean... I may get down on a knee if you can't see me, but I mean, I love you. I cannot wait to explore the rest of my life with you. So, Natalie, will you marry me?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Of course.
I'm like so fucking.
Natalie down. Beat out motherfucking Shayna.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
How are you?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. You, oh my god. You look so good.
Did you get that job? There you go. I'm in.
My dad.
Oh, my baby. You look fabulous. Fabulous.
You look good, Dad.
Dad rocking the suit.
Everything's gonna work out. I know it for a fact. You know what I was gonna say?
What?
Of all the things I've done in my life, being your dad, my greatest achievement, yeah.
Wow.
You really make me happy, babe. All the things. This is what you want, and you decide, and we're here for you, really, okay?
Right. When you're making a decision like this, do what your heart tells you. You know?
Dude.
I'm so happy you guys are here.
That's that fatherly love. That's that fatherly love. Now, I'm sure Natalie's made some decisions in her life, so we'll see what happens.
Of course. My baby. Really, life is never boring with you. I love it.
Thank you.
We're ready.
Okay.
We're ready. Let's do this.
Okay. Dad's like, let's get it.
Best friend. I feel like I could talk to him about everything.
Merch.
And just everything about him just like makes me feel like a new person. And it's like a feeling I want to feel for like the rest of my life. But if I didn't build the emotional connection with Shane in the pods, I don't think we could have survived the arguments that we have. I would have absolutely walked away. My love for him just like forces me to not do that, not walk away.
Natalie's pretty. Okay. Natalie's pretty. I'll definitely give her a 6. I'll give her a 6. And that's exactly where you need to be. In terms of marriage. 5s, 6s, and 7s. You need the average to slightly above average looking woman.
You gotta bind that. Keep on this.
Swinging in like Tarzan last minute.
Can you button
this? I don't want any of Shane's like, somebody, dude, help me out, button this.
Is your neck as well?
I think it is.
Oh, you got plenty of room.
Mine's
way tighter. But I'm not good at buttoning other people's buttons, though.
Can you pop the collar?
He is actually going to pop the fucking collar, this fucking idiot.
I'm glad you're doing okay.
Hey, can you believe this is happening right now?
No.
Shane's freaking out.
That's perfect.
Oh, I like that. I like tuxedos like this. Oh, whoa. I'm sorry. Who was that? Was that? Whoa. Who the hell was that?
That's perfect.
Okay, all right. We're acting like this is going to be suspenseful. Like, listen, we know they're both going to say yes.
You're going to do fine. You're going to do fine. Just take deep breaths. All of our palms are wet.
I know.
His mom is very, very supportive.
Love you, love you, love you.
Make me cry.
Is he biting his nails?
My biggest fear is that after our fight, Natalie says no, and she can't let go of kind of like what happened. If Natalie said yes, I'd be the happiest person in the world. That's all I want in life. I'm the happiest person in the world.
Shane is a bit of a drinker, isn't he? Because there, it looks like a whiskey sour right next to him.
Yes. Up there. Oh, boy.
Shane is such a big fucking kid, this guy. Look at Shane. Oh my God. Shane's like a little kid.
I'm kidding. I think.
I'm okay.
You know what? I'd like mom to speak from your heart.
Yeah, mom. Yeah, mom does look rough.
Please rise.
This is the biggest decision of my life. Before this experiment, I always led with my head and I always ignored my heart. I know in my heart that I love Shane so much and I want to work it out, but I'm scared.
Please be seated.
They're both gonna say yes. I don't know
who
what the.
Who gets this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
Ah, they're going all traditional here.
Yes, to this way.
He's nervous as a motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shane.
Edub says Shane is maybe 3-4 drinks in. I think that might be a conservative number. Shane's got a few of them for sure.
You chose to be engaged and spend the rest of your lives together based on incredible emotional connection. And you decided to get married sight unseen. Now is the time to decide if love is truly blind. Shane James Jansen.
What is wrong with him?
Take Natalie Mina Lee to be your wife forevermore.
It's so hard to describe, you know, what we've been through. And I just want you to know that I love you. I do. 1,000 times over. You're my best friend. And there was no one else I'd rather do this with in my entire life.
Natalie Mina Lee, do you take Shane...
Natalie Lee.
James Jansen to be your husband forevermore?
Oh, wow. Devin says Shane is insecure and uses alcohol as false confidence. It's fairly obvious. Wow. You know what? You're right. You're right. Yeah, dude, Shane is wasted, man. He really is. He might have a problem. Shane might actually have a bit of a drinking problem. We talk about girls having a drinking problem. Listen, man, men can be alcoholics too. Obviously.
I'm so glad that we shared this journey together. I think we've grown a lot as two people who have fallen in love. I know I've grown a lot because of you. But I don't. I'm so sorry. I still love you, and you're still my best friend. Like, we have really big issues to sort through. What?
I know.
Wow! Holy shit! Whoa! The second straight bride to leave! Unbelievable! Wow! Whoa! I did not see that one coming. Truthfully, I think Natalie did the right thing here too, man. I think Natalie really loves Shane. I think she does. But I think Natalie really does love Shane. I think she really does, but I think he's got a drinking problem. And I think that that's been the focal point, I think. I think that's been the focal point of this, of their relationship. I think, and it's interesting, I think the vast majority of their problems probably stem from drinking. Probably stem from his drinking. I think Natalie truly does love Shane, but she cannot marry a man who is probably an alcoholic, man. I mean, it's funny because we pay attention to the women and we pay attention to what they're doing. And, oh, yeah, there's, XYZ girl, Lauren's got a drink, and everybody, and, you know, Shane has got a drink, and this and that and the other. Shane was, every time we saw Shane, and it's funny, I didn't realize that drinking could be a problem for him until I saw him in the interview. Like, hey, you know, like, he's got the whiskey sour next to him. I'm like, dude, this guy is a few drinks in, and he's always got a few in him. Huh. Wow. Yeah, Paul Mann says Shane is too much of a kid for her, plus the drinking problem. Yep. Devin says, newsflash for women, you can't fix him. No, he's going to have to fix himself. Something's going on with Shane, man. Like, listen, nobody doesn't like him, but as much, dude, Natalie really loves him. I think she really does, but for her to walk away, there must be some serious issues. I think they'll probably have a talk. This is one of those situations where the bride and the groom kind of sit down and say, okay, this is what's going on here. Oh, he's looking for her.
Really, well, I know. It's all your fault. I gave him that for you, son. I respect it.
We can still try to work on this. I'm not closing the door on us. I just think we need.
Sure, Tim, but respectfully, I need time to think about that, so it's up to them. Okay? You know that I'm sorry that I said what I said. How I truly felt. You can talk about that later if you want, but without this concept. Like,
so you're saying you truly felt like you hated me and I was the worst thing for you at that moment?
Oh my God.
Or do you want to do this right now?
No, I was just, is that what you were saying?
What, an affair?
I just didn't know what you meant by what you said. You truly meant those words.
I told you 100 times over I didn't. And I have to live with myself the rest of my life with that. And I can't apologize more than I've done. I apologize every single fucking time I can. And I told you I own it and I'm going to live up to it. I have to live with it the rest of my life. Okay.
Before I fight, I was 100% sure I was going to marry him today. Like, today would have looked so different. But saying that you hate someone, telling someone you're the worst thing that's ever happened to them, those cannot be unintentionally said. I thought today truly was going to be the happiest day of my life. I think it's just, I got to a point where I just emotionally could not do it anymore.
I don't apologize. That's how you feel. I don't apologize for how I feel. I don't apologize for it. You don't apologize either.
This is going to make Natalie love, oh my God. This is going to make Natalie love Shane even more. Devin said it. You cannot fix him. But for whatever reason, women, no matter how well they're put together, they seem to have an involuntary reflex that just causes them to be, powerless against damaged men. That's how this goes, man. That's how this goes. And what this comes down to is Natalie and, I mean, oh man. And dude, you cannot tell a woman, listen, man, you can't tell a woman you hate her. You can't tell a woman you hate her. Listen, I've said some fucked up things to Devin, but I have never, ever told her that I hate her. I know that there are times where she thinks I might hate her, but I've never told Devin, I hate you. You're the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I've never said anything. I don't know. I've never said to Devin that I hate her. I don't think I've ever said anything that implies that she's the worst, that thing that ever happened to me. But that's some shit that you, that's the kind of shit that, yeah, she's right. You can't unsee it. But I think what's going to end up happening, guys, I think Natalie and Shane are destined to be together forever. I don't think they're ever going to get married, but I think what's going to end up happening is Shane is going to be fighting his addiction and whatever issues that are there, and Natalie is not going to be able to get over him. She's going to always be there for him. They're going to have a good week or so. Shane's going to go off on a bender, say or do some shit that makes Natalie cry. Natalie retreats, but she always comes back. And Paul Mann says he probably has a tendency to self-sabotage. Yeah, I agree. Wow, man, oh man, oh man.
All right.
Oh my God, I know she feels fucking terrible.
I'm hurt, okay? I'm very hurt, I'm very sad. What else do you want to know about it, man? I said what I had to say? I don't know. I need time to process it, man. I don't know. Like,
He's got to sober up, man. He has to sober up, dude. Because you can tell this is the alcohol
talk. Right now, like, what's going on? I'm sorry, it's all fucking blur. Still love her. Still think she's a good person. But do you think that I'm actually going to fucking come back to you after that kind of stuff again?
What a fucking day.
I still love Shane, and knowing he was devastated by my response, like, obviously breaks my heart. But I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and it just, like, affirms that I've made the right decision for myself.
I can't say that I blame Natalie. I can't say that I blame her, man. She's 29 and all that good stuff. She's in good shape. She's clearly attractive, but, dude, like, and listen, we all love Shane, but dude, like we said, man, I didn't realize it until now. I think she could deal with the fact that he's a big kid. That's tough to deal with, but that's not insurmountable. But you mix immaturity with an alcohol problem. That's a bomb just waiting to go off. Yeah, Devin says he's slurring. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. You said his hands are also twitching and he has all the nervous tics. His hands are probably twitching because the alcohol is wearing off. That's what it is. Dude, honestly, man, he probably got fucking faded before the wedding. He probably got fucking faded because he knew what he told her. And then, of course, he doubled down. He said, look, man, like I said what I said.
When I was walking down the aisle with my dad, I thought about how my dad makes me feel so safe and secure. And it's because I know that
there you go.
He always puts me
there you
in
go.
Front of him, and I can trust him fully.
There you go, guys.
I realize I just don't have those same feelings anymore for Shane.
There you go. There it is, guys. There it is. There it is. What, dude, I'm telling you what, man. I'm telling you what. What she just said, this is the reason why fathers are necessary, guys. This is the reason fathers are necessary. Is Natalie a little bit uptight? Absolutely. Yeah, she can be a little bit uptight. She can be a little critical. Those things are not deal breakers. A girl being uptight and listen, if you're a strong enough man, you can handle that. Okay? But she just sat here and told us. She just sat here and told us, as I'm walking down the aisle, about to marry an immature man who is probably an alcoholic, who probably has some other issues that he needs to work on, number one. Number two, his father just died. So his father's relatively young, and his mother looked very, very old, which means she might have some alcohol stuff too. How do we know Shane's dad wasn't an alcoholic who put his hands on Shane? Maybe that's why Shane was immature. Maybe Shane's dad used to tie a few off, come home, maybe put hands on him, or maybe tell him, Shane, you're not shit, you're never going to be shit, blah, 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 which is maybe why Shane needs validation from all these people. And in order to block out the pain that was caused by his father, he drinks. He needs that confidence. He needs the confidence that his father took from him all the way up till 32 years old, man. And what he did is he covered all of this stuff with alcohol. That's what he did. Shane, unfortunately, he's a very damaged individual. There's still hope for him, but he's got to get this under control. But what Natalie just sat here and said, this is a decision that a woman makes when she has a strong father. She just said to you guys, I thought about how my father made me feel. He made me feel safe and secure, and he always put me first. It was then that I knew my feelings for Shane had evaporated. A girl without a father, a woman with daddy issues, would have married Shane and they'd have been fucking miserable. Because Shane would continue drinking, he would continue to be immature, all of those unresolved emotions, all those unresolved issues would eventually blow up their entire lives. And Natalie, unfortunately for Natalie, if she had had daddy issues, unfortunately for whoever would have married him, she would have spent her 30s and half of her 40s trying to fix Shane. And finally, at 45 years old, she finally realizes, you know what? I can't do this anymore. But at 45 years old, that's it. You're done. If you're not already taken or married, it's a wrap. You're going to have to settle for the first guy who will have you. And women always say to themselves, if I knew then what I know now. Man, if I had married Shane when I was 29... my life would be a shit show now at 45, but guess what? Guess what? Natalie is making the right decision. And you want to know why? Because of her father. She just sat here and told us. The reason I didn't marry Shane is because I thought back on how my father made me feel. All these fucking bitches on the Fresh and Fit podcast, when I tell them, listen, you cannot love yourself unless a man loves you first. Oh, they all scoff and kiki and, oh, men ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. And there's no such thing as that. I don't have daddy issues, blah, 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 blah. They all, dude, every single time I drop that bomb on Fresh and Fit, I'm always met with a bunch of pushback. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't need a man. I don't need a king to become a queen, blah, 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 blah. This proves it right here. Natalie, listen, she's 29. Don't get me wrong. She should have gotten married. She should have gotten married seven, eight years ago. But guess what? She's still highly attractive. She's functional. She gave it the old college try. She tried to work it out. But in the end, it was her relationship with her father that gave her the strength and the resolve to make the right decision and not tie the knot with a 32-year-old boy who's also an alcoholic. This is what women who have strong fathers growing up, these are the kinds of decisions they make. This woman just avoided catastrophe. This woman just avoided at least a decade and a half of hell. There are a lot of women in their mid-40s, early 50s who all say, if I knew then what I knew now, I never would have got with this person. I would have never married Steve. What do most of those women have in common? What's the common denominator? An absentee or a weak father. Fathers give girls the wisdom, the wherewithal, and the love to not make bad decisions. I don't know how many times we got to tell people this. And women, time after time after time again, anytime we say, hey man, you guys are forgetting the importance of fathers. Fathers aren't necessary, niggas ain't shit, and deadbeat dads, and men are inept, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And these same women who spew that nonsense, they're all fucking tatted up, they've got three kids by three different dudes, they think men ain't shit, they're a self-proclaimed misandrist. We got bitches out here doing OnlyFans proclaiming that they're working on fixes. Every one of these fucking bitches, all of them have daddy issues. All of them have daddy issues. And proof of bad decision after bad decision, unfortunately for them, is forever stained on the internet and on their skin. This is why we tell guys, dude, avoid these bitches out here with fucking tattoos, man. A girl who does not, dude, girls who have strong fathers don't fucking get tattoos. I saw not one tattoo on Natalie. Not one. Oh, we saw tattoos on Danielle. What happened when we went to Danielle's house? Her mom did all the talking, all the chirping. What did Dad say? He said three words. Let's go fishing. That was it. Mom runs the household. That's why Danielle's a fucking train wreck. And of course, Shayna, she's got a back tattoo too. Her ass was too busy playing games. I'll tell you what. The more I watch this, the more I believe that Shane and Shayna probably are meant for each other. Shayna deserves a guy like Shane. Shayna deserves a guy like Shane to just completely fuck up her life. Miss Christian. I can promise you, Shane could have been an atheist. Shayna would be sucking his dick anyway. I don't give a shit. Shane is a hoe. Natalie does not appear to be a hoe. But you want to know something? Natalie has a strong father, guys. The reason she made this decision, a man told her on the phone, I hate you, you're the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Why in the hell? And you know what's interesting? I actually said right here, you know what? That's going to make him love her. That's going to make her love him more. My mistake, I was wrong. You don't know why? Because even I underestimated the impact her father had on her. I said, you know what? Shane can do whatever he wants. Natalie's going to marry this dude. Absolutely. She's going to marry him. I said, listen, Shane's a big kid. He probably keeps his savings in a pickle jar. He's a frat boy. He's probably going to... All the stuff. Natalie's going to marry him anyway. My mistake. I underestimated the impact that Natalie's father had on her. Natalie absolutely made the right decision. 100%. Dude, I love Shane. I love Shane. My heart goes out to him because he's clearly got some issues that he's dealing with. And listen, man, I'm not one to judge because I've got my issues and I dealt with it with alcohol and cocaine for years and years in Vegas, and it almost got me killed and or put in prison. Thank God I made it out of that situation alive. if Shane's lucky, he'll also have that aha moment. But a woman like Natalie, she's feminine, she's demure, she's not perfect, she has her flaws, right? She's a little uptight, she can be a little bit, I guess, judgmental or whatever she thinks it is. But at the end of the day, a woman like her who has a strong father has the resolve and the wherewithal to say no. She just said it. Walking down the aisle, I thought how my father makes me feel. Guys, Natalie loves herself. She has self-love because she knows her father loves her. If you have a weak or absentee father, women seek love in other ways. They seek love in other ways, man. They're strippers, they're prostitutes, escorts, sex workers, blah, 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 blah. They seek love in other ways. Natalie didn't have to because she knows, come hell or high water, my father loves me. And it's funny, not many women actually verbalize it. Most women just kind of, if they know that their father is always, if they have a strong father, they don't have to verbalize it. You can just tell, oh, she's got a strong father. Right? She's a good decision maker. She's not a hoe. She doesn't sleep around. Nope. Mm-mm. Natalie just sat here and told us. Sat here and told us. I thought about how my father felt. Or I thought about how my father makes me feel. And I can promise you, the women that watch this probably just flew right over their head. Well, good for you. Good for you for leaving that alcoholic dickhead. All right. All right. But no one is going to point out what she just said. No one is going to point out the reason she made that decision. And it's interesting. It's interesting. If she didn't say it, if she did not just say what she just said, maybe I would have come to the conclusion that I came to. Maybe I would have said, well, you know, she seemed to have a strong father. So maybe that's why she made this choice. No, uh-uh, nope. Uh-uh. She said, a man told me, I hate you, and you're the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And of course, knowing what I know about modern women, I'm like, oh yeah, she's definitely going to marry him now. It's a goddamn shame that a guy like me says, oh, psh, he told her he hated her and she's the worst thing that ever. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. A guy who is verbally abusive and an alcoholic and blah, 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 blah. Dude, bitches are normally like, where do I sign up? That is the state of modern women today. That is the state of modern women today. The worse you treat them, the better they treat you. Natalie just said no. No, uh-uh. She says, look, dude, listen, man, I tried with you. You told me, you drink too much. You're a big I can look past being a big kid. I can even look past the drinking to some degree. But at some point, enough is enough. At some point, enough is enough. And Natalie's like, look, dude, look, man, like I have love for you, but... Because I know I've gotten male love because my father loved the shit out of me growing up all the way up till now, 29 years old and beyond. I don't have to marry Shane. I don't have to marry Shane because I know that I am loved. I don't have to marry an immature alcoholic to feel love because I have a father who loves me and made that very clear. So to any women watching this on Patreon or whatever the case may be, I'll probably need to clip this and put this on YouTube. So to any woman watching this on YouTube, because I guess I'll clip this now. To any woman watching this on YouTube who talk about fathers ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. Understand the woman on your screen. The woman on your screen just left a man at the altar. The man she left at the altar. He's an alpha chad. He's 6'4", good looking. He looks like Carson Palmer. I guess you guys can Google that. Got all the great looks. Da 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 da. He's a party animal. Blah. That. Guess what? He's a big kid and he's probably an alcoholic. This woman just said no to a man who could probably have just about any woman he wants. She said no to that guy. Why? Because she has a strong father. And don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. She literally just said, after this man told me these things that I can't unhear, walking down the aisle, I thought about how my father makes me feel. He makes me feel safe. He makes me feel secure. He makes me feel loved. So I could not marry Shane. There you go. There you go. We say all the time, man, fathers keep sons out of prison and girls off stripper poles. We say this for a fucking reason. We say this for a reason. You look at Shane. Clearly his father was a mess because he's a mess. Any other modern woman would have gladly taken on the Shane Project. But Natalie didn't, because she has a strong father who made it very clear to her, I love you no matter what. Natalie just represented the true embodiment of self-love as a woman. And the reason she's able to do this is because she has a father who loves her. Women are incapable of self-love, ladies and gentlemen. Women, ladies, you cannot love yourself unless a man loves you first. Period. I don't give a fuck what any of you guys have to say. We keep telling, dude, I keep saying this shit. I keep screaming this shit from the highest mountaintops, and all I get is a bunch of bullshit pushback. No, I can love myself. I'm a queen. No, No, you don't. No, you don't. Bitch, you got a neck tattoo, two baby daddies, and you're on Fresh and Fit three times a week telling everybody about your OnlyFans. No, your life is a fucking dumpster fire. Your life is a fucking dumpster fire. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, women who grew up with weak or absentee fathers, that's not their fault. But at some point, they just have to acknowledge, you know what? I got daddy issues. The reason why my life is a fucking train wreck is because I didn't have a father growing up. I had a weak dad growing up. Nope. Uh-uh. Women don't want to, they just don't want to admit it. No, my life isn't shitty because of a man. Men run the world. It's a man's world. You take the father out of the home, it's a wrap for everybody. For everybody. But every once in a while, we see an example of a woman not making a terrible decision because she had a father. She did not make this terrible decision because she had a father. And then she verbalized it. I cannot think of a better example of why fathers are necessary other than what Natalie just said. She just sat here and told us, literally, this is why I made this decision. Unbelievable. I can't believe what I just heard. I'm going to play that again.
Know that he always put...
Listen.
When I was walking down the aisle with my dad, I thought about how my dad makes me feel so safe and secure. And it's because I know that he always puts me in front of him and I can trust him fully. And I realize I just don't have those same feelings anymore for Shane.
Bingo. And the reason she does not have those same feelings anymore for Shane is because of her father. Shane does not love Natalie like her father loves her. A woman should only marry a man who loves her as much as her father. That's it.
When I was standing at the altar with Shane and looking at him, I felt on edge and scared. For me, that was the moment where I was like, this is not it.
Look at this.
I truly, truly loved him. But I think love can only go so far.
There you go. And it breaks her heart to do it, but it was the right thing to do. Wow. It's our time. Mal and Sal, that'll be interesting, but that is going to have to wait until